Welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast, hosted by me and Finellis. That was Mariah Carey featuring Fat Man Scoop, Jermaine Dupri. It's Like That. Listen, this is one of my songs when I was young. Like, when this video came on 106 in Park, I was like... Now, I'm not like a big Mariah Carey fan, but listen, the woman can sing. She's extremely talented, and I love her attitude. Like, it's just... Mariah Carey is just a hilarious person to me, personality-wise. But you guys, welcome back. This episode will be a catch-up episode because I didn't record an episode last week because I was sick. My voice was coming in and out, and I'm not sick anymore. I feel much better. I'm coughing a little bit every now and then, but I'm almost good. A lot of people are getting sick, not COVID sick, but like cold or allergies or whatever. I don't have any allergies, but the way my symptoms came were like very weird. Like, I was sneezing so much and I was like, I don't have allergies. Is it the dust? I clean up the dust everywhere and I'm still sneezing. And then I had a runny nose and I had an itchy throat and I started coughing. Ugh, somebody got me sick. So yeah, kids can carry a lot of germs. Okay. They are just... Everybody can carry germs. Let me just not only say kids, but kids are the ickiest. I love children, but we all know the reality how they are. You know, they're not, you know, I'll leave it as that. But anyways, last week I also celebrated two things that were amazing. One of the celebrations is that my brother Mark graduated from FAMU University. And he is now a doctor. Well, he has to take his state's test, of course. Then he becomes a doctor. But he's already a doctor because you know what? It's already done. I'm so proud of him. I'm so happy for him because, listen, when you're in school for so long like that, you just want it to be over. You just want it to part to be when you're making money. You know, when you are having a life on the weekends and not studying all the time. So shout out to him. I'm so proud of him. So happy. First doctor in the Finellis household. So, and more to come. I'm just so happy because I know it was long. I know it was hard because I know these things because I know I couldn't do it myself. Okay. So happy for him about that. Now, I haven't told a lot of people about this. I haven't said it on social media. People who are close to me know about it. If you don't know about it, then I just don't really share certain things, which I'm trying to get out of. But my father was hospitalized with COVID and now he is COVID-19 and he's now doing so much better. He was in a hospital for about almost 3 weeks. It was hard to update people about his health because one day it was good, one day it was bad. It was up and down. So I was like, you know what? If someone asks, I'll let them know, but I'm not gonna keep updating people because one day for me, it was an emotional roller coaster. I'm an emotional person. And it was scary. I had to admit to myself that I'm scared. And it's been a long time since I had a family member who is in a hospital and we don't know what's going to happen next, you know? Like, health is something scary. And this COVID thing is very serious. But I'm glad he's doing much better. He's home with my mom. I'm going to see him soon. I was sick, so I wasn't able to see him. But I'm very excited to see my dad. I know he's excited to see my brother who graduated and my other brother. Because I visit my parents, like, if it's not every month, it's like every other month. And it was very tough. Last time I saw them was in March. My mom sends me pictures and stuff like that. But I'm just so happy, by the grace of God, he's out of the hospital, COVID-free, doing so much better. But yeah, thank God for that. Now, it is graduation season, and I love seeing all the Black graduates. I love seeing graduates, period. But, you know, like, I'm always rooting for Black people. So they will always have a special place in my heart when it comes to graduation season. Because one thing about Black people, they're going to take some fire graduation photos, okay? Like, the creativity, it's unbelievable. Like, I am just like... I feel like my graduation pictures were like so basic compared to people's graduation photos, but I'm so happy for them because it is a moment that you want to capture what I want to say for those moments is that just make sure that you really, like, not only take these photos, but print them out. Because these photos are too bomb to just live on your phone or live on the internet. You had to, like, print them out and have them framed and put them on the wall. Like, give those photos to your parents. Yeah, definitely. But also, I want to say graduate students, alumni, alumnus, whatever other way to say that word, you're going to be getting emails from that company who does the graduation photos for about a year. They're gonna be very persistent, and you ordering photos from them that are overpriced and not worth it. So I just want to say right now, I warned you. Go ahead and you know, put those emails in spam, unsubscribe, block. I don't know how you get rid of certain emails, but they will be coming. They're harassing me when I graduated from UCF for like a study year. It was annoying. It's like, it's 6 months later, I'm not buying these photos. And also, your prices are absurd, okay? I have my camera phone, and I have CVS or Walgreens. I could just print out photos. Wait, does CVS print out photos? I'm not sure if CVS prints out photos. But those people are very annoying. They make the majority of their money probably from, I don't know, how do they make their money? People are not buying photos like that. Oh, I think they sell the graduation cap and gowns that people have to return after graduation, which is absurd. Completely absurd. Just want to say that. Now, I live in Florida, and spring was cute, but summer is basically around the corner, because I believe hurricane season starts in June. So May for us is, I mean, of course, it's still spring, but it gets really hot. Like, it's starting to get hot, y'all. I love the warm weather. I just don't like to be hot. And I say this because summer starts in Florida sooner. I technically consider summer when kids are out of school, but you know, we all work on a different calendar and stuff like that. But let me say, hurricane season is approaching. I know I'm probably bursting somebody's bubble, but that is the reality. So I hope we have an okay hurricane season. I most likely may be down south for the summer for a little bit. Not sure when, but my summer is going to be a summer of fun employment. I'm going to be departing from my job soon because I cannot take it anymore. I have checked out a long time ago, and it's time for me to check out and let them know. I don't know when, but you guys just pray for me about that. I'm not scared of not finding a job. I'm just tired of my job, and I'm trying to do so many things this year. Well, not a lot of things. There's two things that I really, really, really want to achieve for myself. Well, actually three things that I want to achieve for myself, and I'll share those eventually someday. I want to be more of a doer and not of a sayer. Like, let me rephrase that. Like, I want to be more of a doer and not just somebody who says things and doesn't do it. And I've also been talking to myself and journaling and realizing that I think I mentioned this before. I, as a person, love comfort. And I sometimes operate based on my comfort, and it's extremely dangerous because it's like, how can God make something new out of your old ways? You know, it's like, I'm like, oh, I don't think they would ever hire me. So I'd be applying at every job now. I don't care. I don't care how many years of experience you're asking for. I'm going to apply. Unless they ask for like 10, then I'm not going to do that to myself. It's like, let me not embarrass myself nor waste my time. But now it's like, I am just going to apply. But now, not only am I going to apply, I'm going to apply the pressure to myself and be consistent at more things. I'm gonna be honest, we're in a new quarter in the year, and I am emotionally drained and exhausted. So there are not a lot of changes. There's like two, I'm not sure exactly, but there are some changes that I really wanna make And that is my time management skills, like the time I wake up, the time I go to sleep. I want to get that in control. And I also want to just change the way I work, because right now it's not working for me. I love working from home, but I work for a company that is extremely stressful during times, and I don't have the support that I need. And we are now getting the support, but it's like I've been needing the support a long time ago. It's just the work volume is just not good for me as a person. And also I have outgrown my job. I have learned what I needed to learn. I have applied what I needed to learn. I have done so much for myself there. Like, my growth has been great, but now I'm starting to feel stagnant. And I feel like they're pushing me to a leadership role, and there's no leadership payment. I mean, I do have a review coming. Ooh, I butcher that. I have a review coming, but the thing I don't like about that review is that the compensation doesn't change until July. They have a completely different schedule when it comes to their quarters, because we just started our first quarter for 2021, and it's just a lot. I'm very appreciative to have been working from home during this entire pandemic. I have a manager who cares. She's new. But right now, I just have to do what's best for myself. So I'm setting myself a timeline of doing things. And of course, as I'm setting myself a timeline, I'm realizing that God can do anything he wants. So I know he can do anything he wants, but I understand that I have a limit to be there, meaning that I have a month that I've already picked where I'm going to put my 2 weeks notice. I am going to use all my PTO because I'm not going to waste my hard-earned PTO or vacation or holiday hours. So, excuse me, I'm going to use those and do what I need to do to take care of me, because I am an overworker and it does not help me. It hurts me. So y'all pray for me, because a girl is trying to make moves within her career. And when I say make moves, I'm not saying to do things to earn me more money. I am past the phase of chasing money through a job or through a career. I just want to do something that is that'll make me feel happy, like I'm making a change, like I'm impacting somebody's life, like I'm impacting my life, and I want to be compensated appropriately for it. So preferably something within the creative field, as in television, radio, something within those entertaining mediums, entertaining, informal, or I forgot the last one. Something basically within radio and television. What I earn my degree for is what I want to work at. That's what I'm going to say. And I'm not going to settle until I get it. So no more settling. Just want to say that. No more settling. I'm going to say it one more time. No more settling. And I also want to devote more time to my podcast, because right now I'm treating my podcast like a side chick, and my podcast sees that. And it's not what I want to do. I don't want this to be my side thing. I want it to be my main thing eventually one day. And I'll be honest with you guys, as I'm recording these podcasts, sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to say. And I have like 3 episodes that I've recorded midway, and I had to stop recording because I felt as if like I was rushing to get a podcast out there, just to get a podcast out there. And that's not something that I want to do. I don't want to just speak to speak. I want to speak when I have something to say. So, yeah. That's how I've been feeling about that. My cousin's having a baby soon, and I really, really, really want to go see my cousin once her baby comes here. And I have a friend who's been living in New York for a year and some change now, and I'm so excited to see her this year. We have never met. In person, we only met online, and we text. We DM each other on like Twitter, on Instagram. We FaceTime. When you get us together, we're going to be like 2 chatterboxes. We have so much in common. I consider her my long lost sister, and I love her to death, and I cannot wait to see her this year. Listen, when I see her, I just may cry. Because it's just like, it's so crazy how the internet can connect you to people who are just amazing. And she is not only like not only do we have things in common, but she's like everything, y'all. I love her. You'll love her. She's like a ball of joy. So I cannot wait. And besides that, lately, I've really been appreciative, and I've just been thanking God a lot for my family and for my friends, because I have really good people in my corner, really good people who surround me. I have a really amazing God-given ecosystem, and I'm extremely thankful for that. And I just, like, I've said this before, I've said this 100 times. I've never lost a friend that I ever wanted back. I've never lost a job that I ever wanted back. I've never lost anything. I've only gained. And in my 28 years of living, the people that I'm close to, I have been friends with them a long time. I have a few recent friends, but it's like we known about each other. But I have amazing people in my life, and I just want to thank God for that, because as you get older and you're becoming more of an adult, you don't really care to get to meet new people. Sometimes it's awkward. Sometimes it's like, it's cringy. But for me, like, I just have an amazing ecosystem of friends and family who are just supportive and there for me, especially during my birthday month, which was really hard because my dad was in the hospital. I was celebrating my birthday. And then earlier this year, something crazy happened. I wasn't hurt or anything like that. It was just something that I did not expect. And I had support. And that's what friends and family should do. Not only love you, but support you and push you. And I'm just so grateful for that. So I'm going to end this episode, not abruptly, but I'm going to end this episode on the Take What You Need segment by saying that learn how to take a compliment. This is especially for me, because for some reason, I cannot take a compliment for the life of me. I have been humble for far too long. And I have this mindset that I always have to be humble. And let me clarify this. Yes, you should be humble. But there are times when people want to gas you up. Let them gas you up. Like, let them gas you up, and you light yourself up by saying, oh, thank you. And then, you know, like, do a little dance or something. Some of us can't take a compliment because it's like, it's a compliment. I don't know. Do I want to go off, or do I just want to be humble about it? No, if somebody giving you a compliment, don't question it. Just take it. Just say thank you, smile, whatever. With me, like, someone would give me a compliment, I'd be like, oh, you know, thank you. I try, do this, I do that. No. That's not me no more. I'm done with that. I've been humble for so long. It's time to show them. It's time to pop off. And that's exactly what I'm going to do moving forward. Now, I normally end the podcast with a Black business of the week, and I do not have one this week. I support a lot of Black businesses, but I do not have one this week, but I will have a Black business next week and moving forward. Again, if you guys have any Black-owned businesses that you want me to either give a shout-out or try, well, let me correct myself, to try, because I don't want to promote something I never bought, because how am I going to be able to truly promote it or be honest about it? So if you guys know any Black-owned companies that sell whatever, I like skincare, I like candles, I love teas, I love honey, I love hair products. I'm going to slow down on the hair products, so don't recommend too much hair products. Or even like a podcast, let me know, and I'll definitely give it a try, listen out to its support. I want my Black dollars to go into other Black people's pockets. I want to keep it within our community. So if you guys know any, go ahead and send it over to me. But thank you guys for listening. This was a catch-up episode, just catching you guys up about my life. And if you guys want to continue this conversation, let me know how you've been doing. I'll put my Instagram handle in the show notes. And yeah, you can always follow me on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, but I'm more of a, I don't really tweet as much on Twitter. I'm there for the jokes, but I'm always on Instagram, DM me on there. And if I take a long time to DM you back, just know your primary, probably in my general messages, there's primary and general. I'm not sure which one is. I think it's general, but I'm not the best at DMing people back in a timely manner. But you know what? I always do. So let me know what you guys are doing for the summer. What are you guys planning? How has working from home been? If you have been working from home, if you went back to the office, how has that been? Because honestly, I can't imagine myself going back to the office. And that's not because I live far. It's because I just don't see myself working in an office with people anytime soon. I'll be honest about that. Like, the next job I want, work from home situation, okay? From home. And there's a lot of them hiring, so holla at your girl. But anyways, you guys take care. If you like this episode, go ahead and give me a 5-star rating. Leave a review, and you'll hear from me in the next episode. Take care. Bye.